California moved its primary election to March. That means the 2020 primary is only a year away. But before that happens, the Fresno County Elections Office plans to update its voting process, either by purchasing new machines to replace decades-old technology, or by adopting the Voters' Choice Act model. The County Board of Supervisors will make a decision about this today, after hearing a recommendation from the county clerk.
Right now, Fresno County utilizes the precinct model, meaning that there are over 268 polling locations throughout the county.
That's Brandy Orth, Fresno County Elections Clerk and Registrar of Voters.
Voters are assigned a specific polling location to go to because their specific ballot will be there.
If you don't go to your polling place, you might miss out on voting in races that affect you locally, like picking your council member, congressman, or local tax measure. But imagine you didn't have to go to a specific polling place. What if you had your pick of 50 places you could vote at as early as 10 days before the election?
You can go anywhere in the county, and we will have your specific ballot there. And you can also do it more according to your schedule. The other thing is that everyone will receive a ballot in the mail.
These are all options under the Voters' Choice Act model. Some say it's more convenient and gives voters more flexibility. That's why Orth is recommending the Board of Supervisors adopt it for the 2020 elections. Just north of Fresno, Madera County has already made the switch. Here's Madera County Clerk Rebecca Martinez.
So this is the drop box. We put a feather flag on it.
The flag is only out when it's time to vote, so it's absent for now. This drop box is outside Martinez's office. With the Voters' Choice Act model, there are four of these in Madera County. This one is simple, white with black text explaining its function in three languages. But Martinez says the others are more colorful, making them stand out.
So the box that we put up in North Fork, we put a flag wrap around it. So it has this red, white, and blue, and it sticks out more than this one does.
In 2018, Madera was one of five counties in the state to adopt the Voters' Choice Act model. And Martinez says the rationale was to give voters more options.
It allows them to make the choice of whether or not they want to vote by mail, whether they want to vote at a vote center, whether they want to drop their ballot in a drop box. And so it provides more opportunity and definitely more days.
One challenge was making sure voters were on the same page about the changes.
We advertised at the movie theater. We advertised at the drive-in, passed flyers out at the swap meet. We did over 50 presentations.
And turnout did increase in the 2018 election compared to Madera County's last midterm. No matter what, Martinez says the same question always comes up. Where do I go to vote? And she says that question will be asked again in 2020. But with the Voters' Choice Act model, there's more than one right answer. And that's something Kingsburg City Council member Jewel Hurtado is looking forward to in Fresno County.
So in 2016, this is where I voted in the general election.
We're sitting outside of Park Kingsburg. It's a retirement community, and it's where Hurtado went to vote when she turned 18.
So that's why I was a little torn when they said it was going to move. I was like, what? No.
The city decided to go from at-large voting to districts last year when Hurtado ran for city council, and her polling place moved downtown. She spent a good chunk of her campaign just explaining this change to her neighbors.
I had a lot of people in my district who said, oh, I work in Fresno. By the time that I get off work and make it to my polling place, which, by the way, which one is that again?
If the Voters' Choice Act model is adopted, she'll have to explain this all over again, but she's hoping the pros outweigh the cons.
It just might be a little bit more convenient for them to go on their lunch or their break or whatever and just get it out of the way and get it done because they know it's important. It's sometimes hard to find that time within that one day.
And with the new model, voters would have at least 10 days in advance to find a voting center and cast their ballot. Fresno County Clerk Brandy Orth is making her recommendation to the board this morning. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.